Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Western New York getting ready for back to school or some form of school in the next couple of weeks. Joining me live this morning, Dr. Michael Cummings, Vice Chair of Psychiatry for the University at Buffalo and Associate Medical Director of ECMC. Dr. Cummings, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. You know, anxiety may be setting in, or maybe not yet. For some, I mean, what are the signs that we should be looking for, and how does anxiety manifest itself?
Well, you know, anxiety is a really common psychiatric condition. Upwards to 30% of the population will experience an anxiety disorder at some point in their life, and many children. And often we don't have to do anything but just reassure, watch, and wait. But what I think we're starting to see is, and we have anxiety, we're talking about kids going back to school, but it's kids, it's their parents, it's teachers, it's administrative officials trying to determine how we're going to navigate this really uncharted territory. When you start seeing things like loss of sleep, when somatic complaints, headaches, upset stomach, excess worry, isolating, all those things are things that, to be honest, they're going to be really common in a lot of our kids and our families. So what to do about it is kind of watch, be present, be aware, and speak to, you know, your loved ones and your healthcare professionals if it starts becoming overwhelming.
And it's going to be, like you said, common because it's been 6 months for these kids. And, you know, you automatically think about the students that are going back of any age. But it really isn't just the students. In a lot of cases, it could be their parents. It could be the teachers, right?
Of course. And, you know, anxiety can happen just because it happens, right? It's a natural biological response. We can get panic attacks for no reason whatsoever. But we have a lot of concern going back with a lot of different opinions as to everything from schools should have never closed to schools shouldn't be open until there's a workable vaccine and everything in between. And the primary etiology for anxiety in most people is uncertainty. And I think that is like the buzzword for this going back. You know, I mean, I'm like a thousand other parents out there waiting for the next text from your school district to see what exactly is tomorrow going to look like. Will that change? Will the infection rate go up? So there's a lot going on. And so our job is to, I guess, expect that we're going to be anxious and then figure out how to manage it, both for ourselves, but equally important, there's not more so with our children.
Yeah, good point. And parents, too, I'm thinking, you know, they may be worried about sending their kids into a school, or if they had the choice of picking a hybrid or remote model, they worry that they made the wrong decision.
Again, yeah. So it's, typically when I do these interviews, you know, I'm up with the latest research, I have the latest stats, but we're really in uncharted territory here. You know, I don't know what the expert opinion would actually be in this case other than take it day by day. But the other thing that people have to remember is while we're anxious about going back to school, we're anxious about COVID, school's about so much more than learning to read and do math. I mean, school is developmental windows where children learn to become older children, become young adults. And those developmental milestones, you know, you can repeat the fifth grade, but you can't repeat adolescence. And so while there is a lot of worry and concern, as a parent and as a child psychiatrist, I'm really hoping we can get back to school as close to normal as possible, because the developmental losses that we're having with kids being out and only doing Zoom are far-reaching and will endure much longer than COVID will.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you determine if this is just something that you can deal with? or if you need professional help.
Yeah, so I think, you know, the most important thing is to have a venue for open communication within your family. That's how everyone's feeling, right? And parents know their children. And when things start getting out of the norm, particularly if we're starting to have significant sleep problems, crying, agitation, a lot of physical complaints, especially in younger kids. And then certainly thoughts, you know, anxiety and depression go hand in hand. So when we start hearing people start talking like self-hate talk, I wish I wasn't around, and frank suicidal statements. When we get past the kind of typical, we're nervous about something, to it's affecting our sleep, our appetite, how we interact with other people, that's the time to reach out. And I would encourage people to reach out sooner than later. There's myriad of resources out there. Start with your primary care doctor if you're not connected to a mental health professional. There's counselors in all the schools, and I'm certain that they are ramping up for these kinds of concerns from families as well. But this is one of those cases that I would reach out sooner than later, because we're expecting a lot of anxiety within our kids, our teachers, their parents. And so this is not something you sit back on.
Right. What are some things that parents can do now, with about 2 weeks to go here, to get their kids ready?
Talk about what the day is going to be like. Talk about what worries kids have. I mean, think about kids going into middle school where you're already nervous about going in and your peer groups and everything else, and now you're doing it behind, you know, depending on what school you're going. You're doing a classroom of 8 people. You are doing it behind plexiglass. Talk about that. Talk about what concerns people have. And also, I can't stress this enough, build a structure for your child. You know, if we're doing hybrid where you're going to be there on Monday and Thursday, you got to figure out how to make Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday feel a lot like Monday and Thursday, even if they're home. You know, I think the worst thing we can do is have this situation where kids have like a long weekend and stay up until midnight and get up at noon on the days that are off, and then try and do school on the days that are on. This is important for our every child. This is extremely important. We have a very large autistic population. It's 1 in 54 kids. This is extremely important for the special needs population as well. And that group of families is maybe even more anxious, because not only do their children get educated at school, they also get speech, occupational therapy, physical therapy, which they're simply not getting with school being out.
Yeah. Are you a believer that, you know, walking or exercising can relieve some of this?
Absolutely. Exercise, good sleep, exercise, all the basic stuff that, like, you know, that is common sense. Getting outside, having activity, having social interactions with others. We've talked about this numerous times. Try not to believe everything on Facebook, or maybe even read everything on Facebook at this point. Be mindful of what your kids are seeing on social media. You know, parents are aware of what their kids have, and they're maybe concerned about, you know, the really bad things that can happen on the internet. But, you know, our children are having ongoing commentaries about going back to school among their peers that we're probably not supervising. And so, you know, all those things about trying to make your day as, you know, quote, normal, unquote, as possible, and with structure. And it's really just about having open communication and probably checking in multiple times a day with your child and making certain that, you know, there isn't something going on.
Dr. Cummings, really good advice. And I think we'll be talking to you again in the next couple of weeks as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Michael Cummings, Vice Chair of Psychiatry at the University of Buffalo and Associate Medical Director at ECMC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.